Thanks for checking out the Spencer on Sports podcast from KGYM. SOS airs every Monday through Friday at 2 right here in KGYM. And be sure to check out all of our other podcasts from the Gym Class and the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn at KGYMradio.com. My key worked on the door to the building today, so I guess we're back. Welcome in. Day two, the second edition of SOS, Spencer on Sports, here on KGYM. Made it to day two, and if you're with us today, thank you so much for coming back for day two. If you're new here, new local show just started up yesterday right here on KGYM. Spencer Wagon, my name, a.k.a. the new guy. I was told I'll forever be the new guy until someone else joins the team here at KGYM. There's been other new employees in the building, but they don't work specifically for KGYM, at least not solely for KGYM. I don't either, but I do a little bit of everything around here, but I was told I'm forever the new guy until someone else comes aboard. So maybe we'll add another local show with someone else, and then I won't be the new guy anymore. But regardless, I am the new guy still. And this is Spencer on Sports here at KGYM. Jam-packed hour for you today. Lots to get to in the sports world, both locally, from college basketball scene, and some NBA news. You heard SportsCenter top of the hour. Some trades being made in the association. Trade deadline is Thursday, if I'm not mistaken. So we'll talk about that. One of them involving former Iowa State Cyclone Tyrese Halliburton. We'll talk about that. Some Woj bombs coming this afternoon. I see him on my TV here in the studio. Talking about what's going on in the world of basketball. Plenty of college hoops to talk about. Some big games tonight. Had some upsets last night. Had some big games on the schedule tonight, especially in the Big Ten. We'll talk about that coming up later on in the program. Also, dive a little bit into some NFL news and more here today. 319-366-1600, the number to know if you want to chime in with anything we're talking about here today, whether it be hoops, whether it be football, whether it be anything that's on your mind. My phone says it's 48 degrees in Cedar Rapids right now. Is that accurate? Is it seriously 48 degrees outside? It looks nice outside. I could see out of our little corner here in the building on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. Saw some people posting about wearing shorts today in eastern Iowa. I don't know if that's shorts weather just yet here, but 48's pretty darn good for February 8th, that's for sure. But 319-366-1600. Also follow along on Twitter throughout the day. My account is at SW on the radio. We also have our hashtag SOS on KGYM. Tweet at us there. Of course, follow our KGYM radio Twitter account as well for updates and info about what we're talking about here each day on KGYM. Again, 1600 AM, 102.3 in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 in Iowa City. Of course, streaming at KGYMradio.com and on the free KGYM app. Be sure to download that today. By the way, before we continue on this morning, or this afternoon, not morning, afternoon, happy National Iowa Day, everybody. Did you know today was National Iowa Day? It was brought to my attention. Somebody tagged me in a post, said, hey, happy National Iowa Day. So I guess we're celebrating ourselves today. I'm not sure why it's on February 8th, but gives you something to celebrate here on February 8th. But National Iowa Day, celebrate accordingly, however you may celebrate on this National Iowa Day. Producer Ben here as well, just beyond the glass, making sure we're on time and telling me to get on topic. Now he's giving me the cut motion, so I will get on topic here today. We'll start with some news that we heard talked about yesterday here on KGYM. Todd and Alex talking at length about a friend of the show, a friend of Todd and Alex's show, a friend of the station here at KGYM, and a friend to everybody who watched basketball and loved basketball, Mac McCausland. Of course, passing away over the weekend, and University of Iowa putting out a statement yesterday evening, and the statement from Fran McCaffrey, Coach Fran McCaffrey yesterday, and that statement read in part, the quote, "The Iowa basketball family is saddened to hear of the passing of Mac McCausland. McCaffrey said in that statement. Went on to say that he and I grew extremely close over the past 12 years. Not only was he a fixture at our games for many decades, but Mac was at our practices and traveled with the team on some road trips. McCaffrey went on to say that McCausland had a deep passion for Hawkeye basketball and his family, and McCaffrey offering his deepest condolences with the family as well. Being new here and growing up in Wisconsin, I'm not in really any position to speak on life and legacy of Mac McCausland, so I will invite everybody to check out the podcast from Todd and Alex's show yesterday. They did a great job throughout the show at the start, and then the 5:30 to 6 half hour was taking your calls, reading your texts, and sharing memories of Mac McCausland and his impact on the Iowa basketball community. But we've all had that person we connect with when you talk about radio and TV, right? The person that is the soundtrack to your Saturday if it's college football, your Sunday if it's the NFL, your weekday, weeknight if it's college basketball, maybe Tuesday night in August, you're listening to a baseball game on the radio, whether it's Cubs or Brewers or Twins or Cardinals or whoever it is. From everything I've read, everything I've heard, that was Mac. And the closest example I could come up with from my personal experiences and listening to sports throughout my life is a guy like Bob Uecker. Bob Uecker, of course, still with us. Bob Uecker is still going strong, but we know at some point he's going to step away. You hope it's not soon because you love listening to the guy. And that's the closest example, if I could talk today, that I could come up with from my personal experiences listening to Brewer baseball from when they were, last place in the American League to the 90s to transitioning to a new era in Miller Park, now American Family Field, and then some great moments in history with winning the National League Central and making the playoffs for the first time in forever, and the late 2000s to recently with their run in 2018 with Christian Yelich winning the MVP. That's the kind of vibe I get, and I hope I'm not, making inaccurate comparisons here, but when you talk about those legendary voices, those people you think of when you you turn on the TV, you turn on the radio, that's the vibe I get. I didn't know Mac personally. Like I said, I grew up in Wisconsin. My ESPN pluses were all Badger games on Saturdays, and if I sought out Hawkeye Sports 9 times out of 10, it was hearing Gary Dolphin on the radio, on AM radio in Southwest Wisconsin. I was driving around as a kid and riding in the car as a kid. But certainly offering my condolences and our continued thoughts and prayers to the family of Mac McCausland as we remember his life and legacy of Iowa basketball. If you want to read the full statement from the University of Iowa about the passing of Mac McCausland, we do have that on our Facebook page. You can find it on Twitter as well. The University of Iowa basketball team, Hawkeye basketball team, putting that out with that comment from Fran McCaffrey. But you can find that information online, and we certainly, like we said, pass on those condolences. And I do encourage you to check out the podcast for Todd and Alex's show, which was from yesterday. That's on KGYMRadio.com. 213 as Spencer on Sports continues. Again, 319-366-1600. Welcome your comments here today. Some other unhappy news. We know news, right? Can't always be the happy stuff and fun stuff. But was another piece of news from the Hawkeye camp sent out last night as well. And full disclosure, I saw some rumblings about this on Twitter before our first show yesterday. Wanted to talk at least a little bit about it, but obviously being the first show and trying to get things off the ground here, and nothing official coming out until after off the air from the university. We did not get to this yesterday, but the University of Iowa Athletic Department putting out a statement about some fan behavior at Iowa's wrestling dual meet versus Wisconsin on Saturday. University saying in a statement that a wrestler from Wisconsin who, if you read the full story and get the context, was Austin Gomez reporting a fan in the stands yelling some racist, racially insensitive remarks directed toward he and his family. This all happening after Gomez won over Vince Turk of Iowa at the 149-pound match. The University of Iowa saying, of course, that it, quote, denounces any act of hatred and is committed to providing a safe and equitable environment, end quote. That statement went on to say that the Athletics Administration reaching out to the University of Wisconsin and the Badger program, also to Gomez as well, to apologize for that incident, and that they follow up on or are following up on the matter. And that statement also went on to say that, quote, anyone found in violation of their fan behavior policy is subject to being banned from attending any future Hawkeye athletic events, end quote. Austin Gomez, and he did put out a long statement. You can find it on Twitter, but essentially explaining further what happened. It was kind of a heated match. It came down to the end. Turk for Iowa, Vince Turk almost pulled it out at the end. And then Gomez walking off the mat, kind of making a motion with his hands to the fans, and some back and forth there, and kind of unclear what it said. And there's a picture floating around, if you've seen the posts on social media, of a screenshot of TV and Gomez walking off the mat, and a fan, you could see in the background, that looks like he's yelling at Gomez. And Gomez, as part of his statement, said, that fan you see in that picture was not the one I heard. As he's walking off, Gomez saying that he heard some things that I cannot repeat on the radio. Gomez did not put them in full quotations on his statement, but did say that some of them were directed at him, some were directed at his parents and his 16-year-old sister, and obviously went on from there and kind of explained his side of the story. The University of Wisconsin, their athletic director, Chris McIntosh, putting out a statement today as well, saying that he was deeply disappointed and angered that one of their wrestling student athletes and his family were the recipients of that type of language. He said that the behavior has no place in the Big Ten and college athletics as a whole, and that the athletic department up in Wisconsin, up in Madison, has been in contact with Austin, his parents, and the Iowa Athletics Administration, and that he's thankful that the colleagues at Iowa are investigating the incident. So not a good look, period. Not much more you could say there. Just speaking as, you know, a fan of college athletics, a fan of athletics, period, sports, period, and even as a broadcaster. I've seen, you know, stories from the broadcast booth recently of broadcasters caught on a hot mic saying things that they definitely should not say. It just needs to stop. Period. Full stop. We can't have this. It's 2022, and, you know, people feel more empowered to say stuff these days. I don't care what it is. Just stop it. And I hope for Iowa, for Wisconsin, for all wrestling fans, period, the fan is held accountable for his actions and apologizes, because it's out of line and it's not good for anyone involved. So that's another story that did break at the end of the night last night, or the show last night, right after we got off the air, and saw some rumblings on that on Twitter over the weekend as well. But those are the two main stories here, at least when it comes to University of Iowa athletics. If you want to read the full statement from Austin Gomez from Wisconsin, or the statements from University of Wisconsin, or from the University of Iowa, you can find those on social media. Different people have retweeted those statements for context. But like I said, I think we all need to take a long look in the mirror and say, is this how we want to represent ourselves as fans? And I think the answer for everyone, regardless of who you're a fan of, is the answer's no. So let's move on from that and be better as fans, as spectators, and move forward. 2:19 now as we roll on with Spencer on Sports. I want to talk some college basketball. Let's tune to something that isn't upsetting and depressing here on a Tuesday, second edition of the show, already covering heady stuff. But college hoops had some upsets last night. In the college hoops world, Arizona was a winner in the top 25 as you pull up the scoreboard. But in the ACC, Duke had a big win over North Carolina, big in, you know, they win the rivalry game. But also, it was a rather dominant performance against North Carolina over the weekend. Well, Virginia, the Cavaliers knocked off Duke at Cameron Indoor last night. Number seven, Duke falling by a 69-68 final. And then the game you heard right here on KGYM last night from ESPN Radio, top 20 battle in the Big 12. Number 20, Texas, ended up beating number eight, Kansas, last night, 79-76. So a couple of games in the top 25 that saw upsets. I mentioned Arizona, fourth-ranked Arizona. They had a little trouble with Arizona State, another rivalry matchup. 91-79, the Wildcats won there. So some upsets there right after the polls come out, and their attention turns to the Big 12 tonight as the Iowa State Cyclones, they are in action tonight. It is a 6 o'clock tip-off, and they will be playing West Virginia tonight at 6. Iowa State is 16-7, 3-7 in the Big 12, and we talked about this as part of yesterday's show. Cyclones have lost two straight in four of their last six games. Both losses were to ranked teams, though, and we mentioned Kansas and Texas. Those are the two teams Iowa State lost to in last action, losing to Texas over the weekend, as we talked about yesterday, 63-41. Really just terrible shooting performance for Iowa State, shooting 28% from the floor and 13% from three. So, would be Captain Obvious here for a second. That needs to be a lot better for Iowa State if they want to knock off West Virginia here tonight. A team that was riding high about a month ago, they've hit a rough patch of their own. West Virginia, you've looked at the bracketology lately. They've been consistently trending out. They went from, you know, safe lock in to, okay, last four byes, now the last four in, and now looks like most bracketologists, as far as I've seen, I know Joe Lenardi, one of them, most bracketologists have taken them completely out. That's because they have lost seven straight games, the Mountaineers. They're 13-9 overall, 2-7 in the Big 12. And in fact, West Virginia just 2-8 since the calendar changed from 2021 to 2022. So some big struggles for West Virginia, at least with the winning games column. They've played their teams tough, their opponents tough. Much like Iowa State, West Virginia has a couple close losses to some top teams, top 25 teams. They played Baylor tough most recently, losing 81-77, losing to Texas Tech 60-53. And regardless of what the record is, Mountaineers and West Virginia, tough place to play. So Iowa State needs to get that victory tonight to bounce back and improve their stock here, 17-7. If they do win, if they lose, drop to 3-8 in the Big 12. West Virginia, like we said, looking to snap that seven-game losing streak. 6 o'clock tip-off tonight. It is on ESPN Plus, Big 12 Now on ESPN Plus. It looks like we do have the radio coverage starting here at 6. We'll join it right after we're done with our local programming here on KGYM. We'll join it just before tip-off as John Walters has the call from Morgantown. After tonight, looking at the rest of the schedule, at least for the next couple games here for both Iowa State and West Virginia, kind of an important game. Some winnable games for both these teams moving forward. And you'd like to think a win tonight for either team, whether it be the Cyclones or Mountaineers, does build some momentum. Iowa State hosting Kansas State on Saturday, playing a pretty good TCU team on the road in their next game after that, and then hosting Oklahoma. West Virginia plays at Oklahoma State, at Kansas State, and then a big showdown with Kansas at home coming up next week. Other games, as we look at college hoops in the Big 12, Oklahoma State is playing at TCU. That's the only Big 12 game. And then in the Big 10 tonight, some really good games. Tune in these, maybe turn the TV to these games and listen to the Iowa State game here on KGYM. to tip everything off, number 14, Wisconsin, is playing at number 17, Michigan State. And then number two, showdown number two with these two teams, Illinois and Purdue. Number 13, Illinois. Number three, Purdue. That's in West Lafayette. Elsewhere, the Big Ten, Michigan is playing at Penn State. And Indiana is at Northwestern. Of course, Iowa, the Hawkeyes, in action coming up on Thursday against the Maryland Terrapins out in College Park. But some pretty big matchups tonight in the Big Ten with Wisconsin, Michigan State, and Illinois, Purdue. We'll talk more about those coming up in the show tomorrow as we get recap and reaction from both the Cyclones and West Virginia and look at what happened in the Big Ten. 225 here at KGYM. Again, you're listening to Spencer on Sports, day two of the show. Thanks for joining us here on KGYM. Again, 319-366-1600 if you want to follow along here today. We'll take a quick break, talk some other hoops news, some trades being made in the NBA. Trade deadline is coming up later on this week. We'll talk about that and more coming up as SOS continues here at KGYM.
Eastern Iowa weather on the gym.
I'm meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman with your weather first forecast. And clouds are going to be building in, and it's going to be a bit breezy, but it's going to be a nice mild afternoon, temperatures in the low 40s. Later on tonight, we'll have mostly cloudy skies and temperatures in the mid-20s. Tomorrow, we'll be a little cooler with a mix of sun and clouds. Temperatures are going to be in the mid-30s. We get a little bit cooler even on Thursday with more sunshine. We'll be right around that freezing mark at 32 degrees. That's your latest Iowa's News Now weather first forecast.
ESPN Radio Sports Beat with Jason Fitz.
The NBA trade deadline is just days away, and it looks like it's going to be wild. I know we have CJ McCollum already on the move, which is a huge statement for Portland and what they're going to do moving forward. But for every team coming into this process of the season, I'm left to wonder how they're deciding whether they are buyers or sellers. In theory, one of the most important parts to me of the trade deadline is trying to figure out what you're shooting for the rest of the season. Do you think you have a real shot at the title? Do you have a real shot at making the playoffs? How does it impact your roster construction? Well, right now, if you look across the East, everybody is so tightly compacted, you have to wonder how teams are going to figure out what they can acquire and what they can give up that will result in not just a net positive for them, but also a net negative for whoever they're making these transactions with. Like, you got to be thinking of it from two sides. One, I want to make my team better. Two, I don't want to make anybody else better that I might have to battle to get into the playoffs, that I might have to battle for a championship. It's one of the difficulties. Usually by this point in the season, I feel like we have a pretty strong idea of who's where, and it gives us a good idea of what to expect for the NBA trade deadline. This year, it's mass chaos, and I love it. Tom Brady says, never say never. And now we're forced to have this conversation over and over and over again. To which I'd say, all right, well, what exactly do you think Brady's going to do? I mean, we think he walked away from Tampa Bay. He decides he doesn't want to play anymore. But then week six, he's just going to put himself into some situation to try and win another Super Bowl. Part of what Brady loves is the culture around the game, right? And the work that it takes to put in and wants things done in a way where he's got the players around him he wants and the situation around him he wants. How can he do that in the middle of a season? I think this is just about keeping conversation and spotlight shining. With ESPN Radio Sports Beat, I'm Jason Fitz.
BetMGM welcomes you with a special offer on college basketball. Simply place a $10 moneyline wager on any game. If either team hits a three-pointer in the game, you'll win $200 in free bets. Just use bonus code HANSON200, H-A-N-S-O-N 200, when you make your first bet to take advantage of this offer. Plus, you'll earn BetMGM rewards points that can be redeemed for online bonuses or converted into comps for rooms, restaurants, and more at over 20 MGM resorts nationwide. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use bonus code HANSON200, Hanson with an O, to win $200 in free bets if a three-pointer is made in the game you wager on. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Iowa only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
Good sportsmanship matters during the game and in life. So Fairfax State Savings Bank and the gym are proud to shine the spotlight on KGYM's community MVP.
Recognizing good sports around here and letting you know how to get in the game too.
Let's freeze and polar plunge for Special Olympics Iowa. Whether you plunge solo or with coworkers, friends, or family, you'll be taking cool up a degree or two. Take the plunge February 26th at Coralville Lake, West Overlook Beach, and stay for the post-party after.
Details at KGYMradio.com. Click on community MVP.
The bank here is now the bank.
bank here, here, and here. Fairfax State Savings Bank has a new third location in the heart of Kingston Village in Cedar Rapids. This new location, focused on commercial and private lending, demonstrates Fairfax State Savings Bank's dedication to growing alongside you in the corridor. Fairfax State Savings Bank in Fairfax, Amana, and now by appointment for commercial and private lending in Cedar Rapids at their new Kingston office, Fairfax State Savings Bank. Visit thebankhere.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
There's always something special at Siegel.
Save up to 60% off retail this Valentine's Day with a gift from Siegel's Jewelry. Siegel's has an amazing selection of designer, custom, and estate jewelry and watches. Gold is still at historic high prices. Sell or trade in your gold for even greater savings. Siegel's, 3525 First Avenue Southeast, Cedar Rapids, just south of Town and Country Shopping Center. Remember,
there's always something special at Siegel's.
Hey, like the lift? How about getting paid for it? Start as a loader now at Keurig Dr. Pepper and earn $19 an hour. After 90 days, they'll bump it up to $20 an hour. Not bad for keeping yourself in shape, huh? And this is a Monday through Friday gig, so hello, weekends off. You get 1 week paid vacation your first year, a 401k, medical, dental, all that good stuff too. Become a loader now for Keurig Dr. Pepper. Just text KDP Jobs to 63879 for more info or go to KeurigDrPepper.com.
231 KGYM. Welcome back into Spencer on Sports. 1600 AM, 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 in Iowa City. KGYMRadio.com and on the KGYM app. Spencer Wagon here with you as we roll on with show number two. Gym class with Scott Unash and Mark Dukes coming up here in about 30 minutes or so. And then myself and Scott will be tag teaming for the Todd Rommelkamp show with Alex Kuhn today. Both Todd and Alex are out today and tomorrow, so Scott and I will be helping out with that. So join me coming up in about 90 minutes as we bring you more sports talk here in Eastern Iowa. NBA news, you heard in SportsCenter at the top of the hour that the trades are starting to fly here in the NBA. We had a couple big trades here today. As we go through the Woj bombs from today, Adrian Wojnarowski with the trade information. First trade that was up today for NBA fans out there was the Blazers and the Pelicans trading players and picks. The full trade per sources, according to Adrian Wojnarowski, the Blazers receiving Josh Hart, Thomas Satoransky, Nikhil Alexander Walker, and Didi Luzada, pardon me if I said that incorrectly, along with a 2022 protected first-round pick and 2 second-round picks in exchange for C.J. McCollum, Larry Nance, and Tony Snell. So that is the first trade between the Blazers and the New Orleans Pelicans. C.J. McCollum, the big piece there, moving to New Orleans. And then Nikhil Alexander-Walker, I know he had some good minutes, same rookie class as Zion Williamson. Of course, he hasn't been playing for New Orleans, but the Blazers and Pelicans trading players and picks there. And then the other trade of local interest here today, including former Iowa State standout Tyrese Halliburton. Adrian Wojnarowski again reporting per his sources that the Pacers are trading Dontas Sabonis, also Jeremy Lamb, and Justin Holiday to Sacramento. Sacramento sending Indiana in return Tyrese Halliburton, Buddy Hield, and Tristan Thompson. So Indiana getting some good pieces there. Of course, Tyrese Halliburton just drafted, well, within the last few years, and the Kings sending him to Indiana for Domantas Sabonis, Jeremy Lamb, and Justin Holiday. Per Adrian Wojnarowski here this afternoon. You could tell Woj is working fast and furious because there are some names being misspelled and double names put on his on his Twitter account as I read off his tweets here this afternoon. But some trades being made in the NBA, like we said, Halliburton, one of the key pieces there. And it's going to be an interesting deadline, lots of rumors flying about what's going to happen with certain players, what teams that are contending are going to do. Heading into stretch run here. How are they going to bolster up? And the East is, I think, where you have to look as to where some interesting moves are going to be made. Who's going to push in front here? Because Everybody 1 through 5 is within 2 games of each other. Miami is 35-20 as of today. Milwaukee a game back at 34-21. Of course, the defending champs there. The Bulls have had a great season. They're 33-21, just a game and a half back of Miami, division rival. Cleveland, they're 4th, game and a half back at 33-21. And Philly in there, 2 games back at 32-21. Raptors are 6th. Brooklyn, 7th. Boston, 8th. Charlotte, 9th. And Atlanta, 10th. If the season were to end today, of course, there is that play-in tournament involving 7 through 10 in both the East and the West. In the West, still Phoenix atop the league there. There's a little bit more space between the top teams in the West. If you look at the standings as of today, Phoenix at 43-10. Golden State at 41-13 at number 2. They're 2.5 back. Memphis at 3rd and 7 games back. And then you have Utah, Dallas, and Denver at 4, 5, and 6. 7 through 10 in the West, Minnesota, the Clippers, the Lakers, and the Pelicans, who are part of that trade we mentioned with CJ McCollum. Portland just outside the top 10. They're 21-33. Sacramento at 20-35. And the Pacers, who also traded Caris LeVert, who had a big game last week against the Chicago Bulls, helped the Pacers stay in that one. Pacers 19-36, 16 back. So they are clearly trying to retool here. But some interesting moves being made. We mentioned Tyrese Halliburton, the one that is going to catch the eye of many folks here in the state of Iowa, of course, for his time at Iowa State, albeit rather short, still representing Iowa State University with pride, being a lottery pick in the NBA. Wojnarowski also reporting that the trade for Halliburton likely going to have an impact on the Pacers and the fact that Miles Turner might be more likely to stay with Indiana. Still remains to be seen. Deadline is coming up Thursday, and will be interesting to see what all happens with the NBA trade deadline and stretch run here coming up. The Bulls, said this on Twitter the other day, I'm being from Wisconsin, got to say, I'm a Bucks fan, Milwaukee Bucks, Bucks in 6, I've said this on the air before. But that was some high-quality basketball. Chicago Bulls, Indiana Pacers last Friday night. Had a chance to sit down and watch that. And, boy, the Bulls are having a fantastic year. DeMar DeRozan having a great year. Vucevic as well. And then what about Ayo Dosunmu having a great season? Ayo having a great year, a great rookie year for Chicago. So we'll continue to follow the NBA as well here on the program. Been a basketball fan my whole life. Been a Bucks fan my whole life. Bucks were not competitive much of my childhood, except for a few years in the late 90s, early 2000s, and the dark days came, and then drafted a certain player known as the Greek Freak, Giannis, and things have changed, certainly. So we'll follow the NBA trade deadline and keep you posted on what's happening here on the program as well. Do you want to get some NFL talk in here as well? We will do that coming up here in just moments. Thanks for listening to Spencer on Sports here on KGYM. Back in just a moment.
In the 1940s, everything had an air of romance. Women wore red lips and high heels just to go to market. Gentlemen sported handsome full-length wool coats and stylish hats. And the movies featured sweet and wonderful stories of love. Times and fashions have changed, but that sense of romance remains at Hertine and Stocker Jewelers. Since 1947, the Dickens family has been offering gifts of love on Valentine's Day. At Hertine & Stocker Jewelers, they understand that Valentine's Day is a day to be swept away by the magic of romance. Stop and see what's in those famous windows at Hertine & Stocker Jewelers, corner of Dubuque and Washington, in downtown Iowa City. And step inside and see Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there.
If it's after lunch, I probably wouldn't have fed him to the tigers. I get a little ornery when I'm hungry, and timing is everything, people. That's why my sportsbook app has live in-game betting for football. I don't care if the game has already started. If the time to make your move is in the second half, go for it. Caesar's got you. Caesar likes to move freely. That's why I'm partial to the token.
Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
Lots of places are hiring right now, but Midwest Metal Products is where you want to be. Family owned for over 55 years, Midwest Metal Products has second shift production openings for a painter, a powder coater, and several other positions. Great starting wage and excellent benefits, including profit sharing, on-the-job training provided. Non-tobacco users only, drug screen and physical required. Equal opportunity employer. Apply online at MidwestMetalProducts.biz. That's MidwestMetalProducts.biz.
To show you how easy it is to file a claim with GEICO, we hired a nature show host.
In the native habitat of a suburban driveway, the poor victim of a broken windshield is left assessing his vehicle, utterly helpless.
Well, not true. If he's got GEICO, he can file a claim online, over the phone, or with his handy mobile app.
But like a lone gazelle, he'll certainly be left to fend for himself, awaiting his terrible fate.
Nope. GEICO will assign him a designated claims team to help him out, too.
So the gazelle gets his car fixed and everything.
Wow. Nature is so cool.
GEICO. Great service without all the drama.
Yes, I'm so sorry about the wait, ma'am. I'll be with you shortly. Carrie, how many appointments did we book at 2:30?
Jin's physical therapy clinic is pretty stretched. He needs another PT before patients get bent out of shape.
He get fresh ice pack from Ms. Davis's name.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
2:41 coming up on 2:42 as SOS rolls on here on a Tuesday, second edition of the program. Thanks for joining us here on KGYM, 319-366-1600. If you want to chime in today, talk about Iowa sports, previewed college basketball, talk some NBA trade news, look to the NBA standings, and let's talk some football here for today. A lot going on in the football world, lots of rumors swirling, lots of course, talk about the Super Bowl as well. And Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max earlier today had NFL insider Dan Graziano on to talk about those rumors and played a little game of overreaction or not an overreaction. Let's listen into their conversation from earlier today. Joe Burrow can be the face of the NFL with a win in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, it's not an overreaction. I mean, look, he's the face of the NFL this week, right? I mean, and it's Super Bowl week. I mean, this is the guy everybody wants to talk to. It's the guy everybody's talking about. He was the number one pick. If he wins the Super Bowl in his second year, the way he's doing it, yeah, absolutely.
Nowhere near an overreaction, right? Dan, he's going to probably be the face or one of the faces of the league along with Patrick Mahomes if he wins it. If he wins it, he's going to win the MVP. So that just kicks him up probably another notch.
I mean, what's the most watched event each year in America, right? It's the Super Bowl. So it's everyday people, GMA, all the big shows. Joe Burrow, if he won it, he would be everywhere.
The Super Bowl is our last shared cultural experience, where in real time, everyone experiences the same thing. There's nothing else like it in American culture. And Joe Burrow, in his first full season after winning the national title with the greatest season capped by the greatest game in the history of college football, he comes out and does this, retire the prize. All right, now, finally, Dan, the Cardinals should be concerned that Kyler Murray removed stuff from Instagram and doesn't follow the Cardinals on Instagram.
It's not an overreaction. I mean, there's something up, right? Like, it doesn't happen by accident. I just wish I knew what it was. Like, this is all new, and really nobody's really talking about it when you're asking right now. Look, the only theory I can come up with is he's eligible for a contract extension this offseason for the first time. So maybe he heard something from his agent that he didn't like from the team, and that now he's upset. But again, that's a complete and pure speculation because I don't have hard information on why he would do this. Sometimes this all comes to nothing, but I don't think he did it by accident, and you know, so it's worth asking.
You know, Dan, it's not an overreaction, and it's not a mistake. It's calculated by Kyler Murray, and like you said, we don't know. And the first thing came to my mind is they're balking on whatever those demands are that he wants for him, contract extension or whatever the case is, and he's not very happy. When an organization makes a mistake and erases somebody off a video or social media, that's a mistake. When a player decides to eliminate a team from a social media or whatnot, that is not a mistake. That is a message being sent.
I'm with you both. An example of this or analogy would be if you've ever had a bad relationship that has come to an end and you've pictures posted on your IG or any Facebook, whatever, and all of a sudden that thing ends, all those pictures come down. That relationship never happened. I am moving on, and the whole world knows about it. I feel like that's what we're watching here.
When you guys mentioned it this morning when we were talking about this. I forgot who, but when we start to hear about how actually he will play for the Athletics baseball, right? Like there's a lockout, right? The players are locked out right now. But when he starts flirting with the idea of, you know, maybe Oakland A's spent a first round pick. They don't mess around. That means he can really play.
Oh, yeah.
There's some leverage in his contract negotiations because I agree with Dan Graziano's interpretation. Lovie Smith only lasts one season in Houston. Reaction or not an overreaction, Dan?
Unfortunately, I think it's not an overreaction. When you look at this organization and what they're doing, they bring in 66-year-old David Culley last year. They fire him after 1 year, one sort of impossible year, right, where what was he supposed to do? He won as many games as they won the year before without Deshaun Watson. And then it looks like they're going to hire Josh McCown, but then they pivot at the last second and they promote their defensive coordinator, who's 63. I mean, you hope for Lovie Smith's sake, and again, this guy has a winning record as an NFL head coach. He's qualified for the job. You hope for his sake that it's not the case, but given the way they've operated there the last couple of years, it's worth wondering.
I think it's a big overreaction because of what happened to David Culley, because, much like you said, Dan, the dysfunction within the organization. And one thing that I know about Lovie Smith is he is not even signing up for a job that's only going to last one season. If you think about it and you go back and you remember, Dan, he told the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, I'm out. And they said, well, we're going to fire you, because he wouldn't do what they wanted him to do with his staff. He is not an individual to mess around with.
I would say it's not an overreaction. I understand his intent is that he wants to coach long term. But, I mean, everything from this organization, like you just said, Dan, has seemed to be a little bit chaotic. I'm not trusting the Houston Texans to make the right decision.
Not an overreaction. I agree with Dan. By the way, he shows up with a big white beard looking like
fantastic.
Santa Claus.
I love it.
Like, you know, and you think, oh, another kind of old guy who gets the job with the Texans. Is he in their long-term plan?
I hope he got a lot of real good guarantees written into that contract.
That's right. Or else it's back to the North Pole, Key.
Guaranteed money.
That's right. Dan, a reaction or not an overreaction? Tom Brady will play in the NFL again.
I think it's an overreaction. Now, I understand what he said. And I think it's important, you know, you have a podcast, you want people to keep listening so you keep it interesting. But I think the whole thing about Brady and his success over the years is the work, the work, the work, the work. If he's going to take 2, 3, 4 months off, I don't think it's about snapping back into it at age 44, 45, as he would be in August. So I think it's an overreaction. I think it's something he's saying, but I think ultimately we've seen the last.
So overreaction. It's Tom Brady getting ready to sell off and have fun in the summertime somewhere in the south of France with his family.
It's always good business when there's a level of intrigue.
Yes,
not an overreaction. Tom Brady just said he could possibly play again. How's that an overreaction?
All right, Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max playing a little overreaction or not an overreaction this morning as part of their program with ESPN NFL insider Dan Graziano. Talking about some of the key headlines in the NFL. Kyler Murray changing up his Instagram, Joe Burrow, Tom Brady, and more. We'll keep covering it all week long leading up to the big game coming up on Sunday. A couple other NFL news and notes. We talked coaching hires yesterday on the show. The Green Bay Packers have made it official. They have got a new leader for their special teams unit. I personally, as a Packer fan, don't want to recap how terrible the special teams was in Green Bay, but Rich Bisaccia, interim Raiders head coach toward the end of this season, he has been hired as the special teams coordinator, replacing Maurice Drayton in Green Bay. Also, one other NFL note to talk about here today, When it comes to prop bets at the Super Bowl, saw this. This is according to Caesars Sportsbook. One of the most popular plays when it comes to prop bets at the Super Bowl, over-under on field goals by Bengals rookie kicker Evan McPherson. According to Caesars, the over-under is 1.5, 1.5. And apparently a lot of people are betting that, according to Caesars and the VP of trading at Caesars Sportsbook. That bet, the over-under total field goals made, is the seventh most popular prop by ticket. Apparently 93% of the bettors are taking the over. Apparently everybody thinks McPherson is going to play a big role in the game on Sunday. We will see what happens. Plenty more NFL talk, as I mentioned, coming up as part of the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn, myself, and Scott Unash in today. We'll talk some more about the NFL coaching world and more coming up as part of that program. And we've got more coming up here on our show, Spencer on Sports. About 9 minutes left before we turn it over to the gym class. We're back after this on KGYM.
Hey, Ray Maliazzi here. Have you ever cooked a really fine gourmet meal? Yeah, me neither. But I'm told it all comes down to the ingredients. And when I need ingredients to improve my car, the place I go is eBay Motors. Whether you roasted your last transmission, graded your current floor mats, or pureed your side view mirror on a lamppost, eBay Motors has the right parts at the right prices. 122 million of them. And by the way, if you recently fired up your grill, don't worry, eBay Motors has grills too. eBay Motors. Let's ride.
I'm Serena Williams. You watch me live on TV.
And I'm the girl from that alien movie you watch on demand. Our worlds have been brought together thanks to DirecTV Stream.
Why are you whispering?
Because the alien will hear us.
Maybe let the alien know you can get DirecTV Stream with no annual contract.
He seems pretty excited by that, actually.
Introducing DirecTV Stream, the best of live TV and on demand with no annual contract. Get your TV together at DirecTV.com.
Requires high-speed internet and compatible. Content varies by package and location. Restrictions apply.
This is your Wendy's wake-up call. Start your day with a better breakfast and get a free drink with any of our morning-making breakfast sandwiches. That's your favorite drink in a Wendy's cup, free. Fresh brewed coffee, free. Diet Coke, free. Vanilla Frosty Chino, that's cold brew plus Frosty Creamer plus free. So don't sleep on this deal. Get any size drink in a Wendy's cup, free, when you buy any breakfast sandwich. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's.
Limited time only at participating Wendy's. A la carte only. Offer valid upon request on lowest price qualifying item. Not valid for third-party delivery.
15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Wait a minute. I've heard that before. That's the note Jeremy wrote to me in my yearbook in the sixth grade. How'd you even know that?
Because it's from Geico.
Yeah, wait, here it is. Dear Luke, have a great summer. P.S. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more. Love, Jeremy.
Geico's had this tagline for years, because we help save people money.
So wait, you're saying Jeremy copied you? Yeah, that actually does sound like something the J-Man would do.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
253 here, KGYM. Thanks for joining us here on Spencer on Sports, Episode 2. On a Tuesday, Episode 3 comes up for you tomorrow between 2 and 3 here on KGYM. But stay tuned. Plenty of local programming here for you between 3 and 6. The gym class, Scott Unash and Mark Dukes coming up here in just moments. And then the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. Minus Todd and Alex today. Myself and Scott will be in for the block today between 4 and 6, talking about what's happening in the world of sports and what's on tap for you today. Coming up between 3 and 4 on the gym class. Today, Scott and Mark will be talking to Joe Gase, a NASCAR driver at Cedar Rapids native. Also, more on college hoops and the dust-up with Austin Gomez and Iowa wrestling. That'll be coming up between 3 and 4 today. Also on the program between 4 and 6 today, and Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. We'll talk with Rob Howe from Hawkeye Nation just after 4:30, and Nick Osen will join us. He covers the Cyclones for 24/7 Sports. He'll join us to preview the Iowa State men's basketball game against West Virginia tonight. We'll talk about that at 5. Also, some NFL talk. Talk more about Super Bowl and a couple other things going on in the world of sports coming up here for today. That's coming up between 4 and 6 today here on KGYM. Also, tonight here on KGYM, don't forget we do have Iowa State men's basketball, Cyclones and West Virginia. Tip-off is at 6. We'll join it right around that time right here on KGYM. We'll have that for you coming up here on 1600 AM and 102.3 FM tonight at 6. And tomorrow here on the program, we'll dive more into the Super Bowl. We'll talk about Rams, the Bengals. Also, recap and reaction from a big night of college hoops, especially in the Big Ten. We'll also hear from the Cyclones as they take on West Virginia. Latest from Super Bowl week, latest from the NBA as trade deadlines and more are coming up. The trade deadline is coming up, and we've already seen a couple trades today. We'll talk about that and more coming up here between 2 and 3 here on KGYM. Appreciate you taking some time to chat with us here today. If you missed our show yesterday, forget we do have the podcast available for you as well. You can check out podcasts for all of our local shows. My show, Spencer on Sports, also the Gym Class and Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. You can check all those out at KGYMradio.com. We'll have our podcast posted in just a matter of moments. And, of course, you can check out those anytime. Listen after work, listen at home, listen in your car. Check those out, download those today, and you can listen and hear everything we talked about. And as I mentioned at the open of our show, Todd and Alex doing a great job remembering the life of Mac McCausland, opening up to your texts and phone calls yesterday. And I highly suggest for those that are wanting to remember a key piece of Iowa basketball fandom, key piece of the Iowa Hawkeyes, you listen back into that podcast at KGYMradio.com. Yeah, the Gym Class up next here from 3 until 4. And I'll be back in here starting at 4 with Scott Unash as we fill in for Todd and Alex here on a Tuesday. Thanks for joining us here on KGYM. Spencer on Sports, day 2 is in the books. I think we're coming back for day 3. We'll talk to you tomorrow on KGYM.